Howdy, y'all, and welcome to the Ears Podcast, produced by Terrier TV. I am Alligator Rob. That is Bill Curtis. Mr. Curtis, how's it going?
Very well. It's going very well, Frank. How about you?
Excellent. Yeah, spent a day out on the St. John's today catching snakes. It was pretty awesome. It was a...
Did you get bit this time?
No, I took zero bites. It was quite amazing.
Okay.
If I must say so myself, it was... It was quite funny. Sorry, that part about it wasn't funny. It was great, actually, not getting bit for a change. But
okay.
At the same time, yeah, my white shirt's still white and it's not red, so that's good.
It's always good. It's always good. Now, how many snakes did you gather?
Today we caught 13. I caught green water snakes, brown water snakes. Didn't see any banded. So yeah, it was green, browns, and yellow rat snakes.
Okay, so now when you go out to do this, why are you gathering snakes?
Today it was just because it was a fun distraction.
Okay, so now what do you do with the snake?
Take pictures of them, and enjoy looking at them, and turn them back on their way.
Okay, but so yeah, do you measure them or anything, or
not for this stuff? We're just kind of having fun. For the other stuff, now we do on the Brevard County property. We do everything but sex them. You know, we measure them. Any interesting marks they might have on them, we wrote all the different stuff down and kind of keep track of all of it. But no, you're just out having fun.
Okay, so just
a fun day on the St. John's.
You definitely have a different idea of fun than I do.
But, yeah,
you
know, my buddy Alex likes to jump out of the boat onto snakes. That's a whole different story. Yeah, I haven't quite got myself there yet. But yeah, he will prop himself up on the John boat and dive out on top of snakes. That's a He's committable. I mean, committable. They're very similar in some cases.
I guess. I mean, you have to have, everybody has to have their own form of entertainment, I guess.
It's true. Yeah, that just happens to be his.
So. And that happens to be his.
Yep, indeed. It's what we just finished up, episode 11, and we're about to jump into, I guess episode 12 or 13?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. This the podcast is sure... It doesn't seem like we've been doing it that long, but we've interviewed a lot of people. We've had quite a bit of fun. I had somebody the other day, I remember telling you this, that said, well, hold on a second. What's your podcast called? I said, it's the Ears Podcast. Well, isn't that an environmental nonprofit? And I said, yep. Then why aren't all these people environmental people? And I said, well, more than anything, we're trying to highlight people, organizations, and causes. And we just put the Ears Podcast name to it because it's good. It's good advertisement to us and what we're doing.
Right.
And
right.
It's great advertisement to Terrier TV and what you guys are doing.
Absolutely.
And it's a big help to the students. And it just, it's blessing everybody at the same time. So for some, I guess that's a little bit confusing, but I think they're grasping the concept the further we get along.
Yeah. We're trying to interview people, and get the word out to what they're doing for the and the community. And some of them have environmental causes and some don't.
Yeah, we've had a very diverse group of people.
Yeah, absolutely. I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed talking to all of these people.
Yeah,
it's been fun.
It's very fun for me. As someone who's been interviewed a lot, it's interesting to be on the other side of the table asking those questions instead of being the person to ask the questions to. And I really enjoy the way people go about approaching their answers, because it seems like everybody has a different method or different theory and kind of how they break into it and how they answer these questions. It's pretty neat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, some people are just, they're very, very open and they want to, you know, and some are a little bit more guarded.
Yep, for sure.
And you know, we've had some that, you know, all you got to do is wind them up.
You don't even require the wind up sometimes.
Yeah.
You just press the button and there you go.
And
it's just
off
going.
They go.
Which is, as someone who's doing the interviewing, that, you know, interviewing someone, it sometimes is a lot of the similar questions. It's what can you ask someone to get them to open up to you, right?
Right, right.
And once you figure out, usually, you know, a couple questions into a conversation, you figure out pretty quick what the keys are. They're interested in, talking about their faith or whatever it might be, and you can kind of get to that point and you go, okay, this is where I need to go with this.
And the other thing too is we're a different kind of interview.
Right.
I mean, in that we want you to get your story out. We're not interested in doing gotcha stuff.
Right.
We're not trying to put you on the spot. We're trying to, whatever it is that you're trying to get out there, we're just trying to help you get it out there.
Yeah. I've been in those situations with, those people that, and many interviews where it seems all laid back and relaxed. And then all of a sudden they start dropping these weird questions on you just to get a reaction.
Right. Yeah.
Which is, in my opinion, very inappropriate. We're trying to highlight people and their stories and good things. Yeah, there's nothing bad coming out of this, you know.
And obviously that works for them, or they think it's going to work for them.
It might be for somebody out there, maybe that's entertaining, stuff like that. It's definitely not entertaining when you're the person going through it. And if you have any respect for people at all, it's not that entertaining for even the listener, I wouldn't think.
Yeah. And the other thing is you never get those people back.
No,
they're not coming back.
And they're going to have something to say about it too.
Right.
You know, they're going to hold an opinion of that conversation, rightfully so, for the rest of their life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. And probably an opinion of the person asking those questions too. And rightfully so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fine lines.
So I was looking on my iPhone at Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
And you know, and our podcast is there.
Yeah.
And I was talking to my son, and I was telling him that, oh yeah, it's on Spotify. It's on, and he did a search and he's like, oh yeah, there it is. and that's, to me, is just absolutely amazing that it's out there like that.
That whole, you know, so our hosting service is a service called Blueberry, and it's something I pay for monthly, and it allows us to put the files onto their site, and then it's a plugin, which is, again, a few months ago, this was all a foreign language to me.
Right. Oh, you've learned a lot. Yeah, absolutely.
And I still know nothing about it, so it's pretty amazing. But they have a plugin that goes from that Blueberry site onto our WordPress site, which then allows you to take that file that you stored over there on their site and to put it straight into a post. And then at the same time, it tells you everything about your listeners' background, where they're from, what they're listening on. Are they listening on Apple? Are they listening on iTunes? They listen on Spotify, Stitcher, whatever it might be. It tells you all those things. And we have a lot of listeners in Europe. We have a lot of listeners in Germany and Ireland, in Russia. I mean, it's quite mind boggling. And it's pretty interesting.
The monitor.
Oh, the monitor went out.
If that's the worst thing that happens to us, I think we're okay.
Okay. Thank you.
One of us probably kicked the cord. Who knows what happened? But
yeah.
It's pretty neat to me that to think about that. You know, we're here in Titusville putting a podcast together. And we're having people from all over the world call in. You know, I mean, last week we had Marissa call in from Belize.
Mm-hmm,
and I'm hoping to get some other people from around the world to be calling in, talking about stuff they're doing. But to think about that, you know, something we just put together here, and it's airing. I guess that's the interweb for you, but it's airing all over the world, and people are actually taking time to listen to it.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing that the internet puts it out there, and people pick it up. You know, it makes you just wonder, where are they coming from?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, so what are they searching to get that? I mean, I wouldn't think that many people do Google searches on alligators in Europe, anywhere in Europe or in Asia, but apparently they are. Yeah, we have listeners in India too.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yep. So, again, interesting to me, very interesting. Maybe they're learning English.
Maybe.
That would be a great way to learn a different language.
It would be, yeah, to listen to something like that.
I don't know that we have closed captions on our videos.
No, but we do not. I can tell you for sure we do not.
Well, when you put things on YouTube, sometimes it adds them onto it. I don't know if ours do or not. Yeah. I don't think I ever add that on there, but maybe that's an option I should think about doing.
Maybe, yeah.
All you got to do is click a button and it sticks them on there for you. Auto-generates them.
Yeah, it auto-generates them, which some of the things we talk about, you know, I've seen auto-generated closed captions, and they're not always accurate.
Yeah, man laughs. That's okay.
So, yeah.
you never know.
Something like that.
What do you have going on this week? Anything good?
This week, no. You know, we've got No, nothing extraordinary. Football, spring football is getting ready to start.
Is it?
Yep. Speaking of which, how's your football team doing?
Absolutely excellent. Man, I just...
For those of you who don't know, yeah. Frank is coaching a flag football team.
Yeah, at Maryland Christian, yeah. These students here that we've dealt with and those students there give me a lot of hope in the next generation. I mean, really, I don't spend a lot of time around that age group, so I guess I hadn't realized it, but it's a lot of great kids. Very athletic bunch we have over there. A lot of great kids. I think our team's going to surprise a lot of people.
Oh, very good.
I mean, with flag football, all you got to do is be able to catch and run and remember a playbook for the most part. And yeah, you know, we all have the fancy wristbands that they can look at.
Oh, you do the little flip thing.
Oh yeah, they're all in. Yep. So I think we have 40 plays, and they have them all memorized. They have them all memorized by heart. I can just call a number in a situation, and they're on it. It's pretty good.
That's great.
Yeah, we got this one kid who is tell you what, he's an eighth grader. They have their quarterback for the next 4 years at that school. If he plays football, kid can drop a 40-yard pass on a dime. It's ridiculous in eighth grade.
Oh wow, that's impressive.
I've seen a lot of, you know, I've coached a good amount, and I've seen a lot of football. And this kid, he's a talented kid. So we'll see. But, yeah, it's a pretty cool group. Having a lot of fun with it for sure. Our first two games are this Saturday. Our games keep getting rained out on Saturday, so we'll see if it actually happens this week or not.
I've looked at the forecast. Saturday looks good.
Does it?
Yep.
Well, they've been saying, like last Saturday, it said it looks terrible. It's going to rain all day. It didn't rain until like 3 o'clock. It was the most beautiful day ever until 3 o'clock.
Until 3 o'clock, yeah.
And everybody was in a panic, and it didn't come together. Sometimes it bees that way.
Yep.
What are you going to do? You want to do some trivia?
Yeah, let's do some trivia. Let's do that. So okay. You make me look dumb.
All right. Go ahead. This is astronaut high school trivia.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So this this is a little bit of a change.
You know, when I first started teaching, I substituted at astronaut high school. When
really?
I first started. Yep.
What did you teach over there?
I was just substituting, and I did apply for a couple of jobs, and Fred Bynum, who was the principal at the time, was a very nice man and was very good to me because I was applying for a job and he wasn't going to give it to me, but he wanted to explain to me why, and it made a lot of sense. And he said, you know, this is the reason you don't want to take this particular job. And I thought that was very kind of him.
Yeah, he spent the extra time. That's pretty good.
Yeah, he was a very good man.
It's about all you can ask for.
Oh, yeah.
That all you can ask for. Yeah, that's so number one.
Okay.
You ready for this?
Yep.
When Astronaut High School was first built, who was supposed to come dedicate the school?
Who was supposed to come dedicate
Who was supposed to come dedicate the school and who actually did?
Okay, so it was built.
We'll get to that question here in a minute. What year it was built in.
That was.
Can you actually, let's do that now too. Can you think of what year Astronaut was built
in? It was in the 1970s, wasn't it?
It was in the 70s. Anybody in there know the answer to this without Googling it?
Nope. No, they don't know.
No, they have no idea.
They don't know. They're just looking around.
It was not 1975.
So it was in the 70s. I know because my brother played football in the early 80s and he played against Astronaut.
Okay.
So I know that. Now, who came to dedicate it? Don't know.
it's interesting. Okay, I'll tell you who was supposed to, and then you can
Would it be an astronaut?
That would make sense.
Okay, so in the
70s, but it's not.
It's not. Okay, so yep. It wouldn't have been like
actually somebody a lot higher power than that.
Okay.
Yep. Because you got to remember when Astronaut was built, it was a state of the art school.
Oh I mean, it was.
You still to this day don't really see schools like that. We've talked about this before. That all the indoor area and the way it's built, I've never seen another school like it.
Originally, it was built with, and they're building schools like this now too, without walls. So that you have two or three classrooms together in one giant room without walls. It didn't last very long.
What'd they have in between it? Like some sort of
nothing
retractable wall or something?
No, nothing.
How in the world is that supposed to work? That sounds like utter chaos.
I do not understand the philosophy behind it, but there is a philosophy because they're doing it now. I was talking to somebody who was just out of school. My daughter is an instructional assistant at a school that was built that way, and it's brand new.
Well, I remember Challenger 7 when we went there when it was first built. I was there, I think, as a first grader when it was first opened. Their classrooms had like a retractable wall that went through each classroom,
right,
that they could pull back and forth, almost like a real thick curtain.
Yeah, that accordion wall.
Yeah, thing. Indeed.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine having it all open. That just sounds silly.
Yeah. It didn't last. You know, they ended up putting in partitions.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. So anyhow, back to the question.
Okay. So who dedicated it? Yep. Who did it? I have no idea.
It was supposed to be Richard Nixon.
Richard, the president?
It was supposed to be Richard Nixon. He didn't make it. So who do you think came down instead?
Well, would that be the vice president then?
It was. You know who that was?
Gerald Ford.
No.
No. Oh, that was Spiro Agnew.
Yes, indeed.
Spiro T. Agnew.
The most unique first name you'll hear in a while, yes.
Spiro
T. Agnew. Yes, indeed. So you guys can let me know if I'm wrong on that, but I'm 99.99% positive that it was supposed to be Richard Nixon, and something happened where he didn't come down and do that.
Okay.
And then, yeah.
Spiro.
Spiro did in his place. Yep. Interesting.
Okay.
Interesting facts. Let's see. Number two. Oh, yeah. What year was it built? So think about that. Think about who was the vice president and who was the president. So what year do you think that was?
Well, let's see. Nixon was reelected in 72. So.
You just nailed it.
But he resigned in 74.
You just nailed it, by
the
way.
It was 72?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, 72.
You know when they first opened the school? I know this because teachers who were here when I started told me this, that for that class, the class that was supposed to start at Astronaut, the school wasn't ready. So they had to have them here.
Really?
At Titusville High.
Okay.
And what they did is they did it on shifts. Like Astronaut, people were here from 7 a.m. till noon, and then from noon till 5, the THS people were here.
Wow.
And that's the way they did it for a time period. I don't know how long it was, but for a time period until the Astronaut building was ready to be occupied. So there was a time that we were in the same facility.
Shared campus.
Yep.
Yeah, that's interesting. I know, again, going back to elementary school, when Port St. John was in its beginnings there of schools, Challenger 7 had Atlantis on the same area there for a long time. We were out in portables out behind Challenger 7 until Atlantis got done being built, and they moved us all over.
Okay.
And I think I was in third or fourth grade.
Oh wow!
Yeah, it's pretty neat. All the things we're talking about astronauts seems to make sense to talk about space shuttles.
There you go. Yeah.
Here's one that you, anybody knows this one, there's something wrong with us, maybe. Unless you're go to astronaut.
Maybe, yeah.
What is the school's motto? I would have never guessed this in a million years. What is THS's motto?
Golly, why'd you ask me that, man?
No, honest to goodness, I went to school here. I don't think I ever heard it.
Well, there was...
I remember Coquina having a motto.
The mottos change, and if you
do,
were,
they change.
Oh yeah, they do. They change them. They
how often?
I don't know exactly.
Is there a motto committee?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm sure there is.
Seriously?
Yeah, well, yeah. A few years ago, we redid ours, and it's usually you see it in the graduation program.
Okay.
That's kind of where you see where the motto was or is. Does anybody know our motto?
Yeah, you know what our motto is?
No, astronauts.
Oh, what is astronauts' motto?
Pride in community, passion in learning.
He's 100% dead.
See,
on.
That's because he's looking down at his phone.
Did you just
cheat
that?
He's looking down at his phone.
Yeah, if you were in a trivia room right now, you just got kicked out.
Oh, that's it, man. You're booted. You're gone.
You just got kicked out. Your picture's on the wall. You're never coming back. Yeah, so what is THS's? Do you guys know that one? Can you Google cheat that one?
Make Titusville great again.
You know, we're gonna have Mrs. Gonzalez on here in a couple of weeks, and we'll have to ask her.
Oh, he actually has it now.
Oh, he has it. Okay, tell it to us.
To serve every student with excellence as the standard.
That's a very long motto.
That's the Brevard County motto.
That's That's what it says on our website.
Does it? Okay.
That's the school board motto?
Yeah, that was the school board motto under, who was it? Sawyer.
Wait, so DHS took the school board motto?
I guess. I guess if that's true. I mean, we can't believe them.
he is Googling it.
They're not high school graduates yet.
Who
you
knows
know?
Where the Google machine took him? That's
they
true.
Barely can read. So.
I don't know if they're even hearing you. It's cracking me up.
Oh, no, they can hear. They can. So, okay.
Okay,
go on to something else.
Who knows what number it is. What it, okay. I started on a weird angle. Who knows what happened?
Here we go.
What is astronauts' fight song? Okay, again, don't Google it. Don't Google it. What is THS's fight song? Do we have a fight song?
Yeah, we do have a fight song, yes.
Does the band play the fight song?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So, the band director would know what the fight song is.
Oh, yes.
If you asked him that question, he'd just drop it.
He would. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He'd probably know what astronaut is,
I know
too.
What the fight sound sounds like. I know what astronaut's fight song sounds like.
Okay. But you've never heard any words with it. You just always
No. You hear the words for it, too. But you know what it is. Mm-mm. It is the old Budweiser jingle. It is. When you say War Eagle, you said it all, which is the old. When you say Budweiser, you said it all.
So you just 100% said what it is.
Oh, yeah.
That's the fight song.
Yeah, that is the fight song. And it is the Budweiser theme song.
What
because
in the world?
The eagle is the Anheuser-Busch eagle.
Right. Yeah, you've said that before.
Yeah, yeah.
You said that before.
Oh, yeah. No, it's
How
very
is that,
funny to me.
Just that is hysterical.
It's very funny to me. But, I mean.
It all went together.
Yeah, it all came together.
Okay. Do you guys know what Titusville's is?
What our fight song is?
Anybody know what our fight song is? He's Googling it again. He's cheating again. You're better off just saying you don't know. It's okay. What is the Eagle Talon?
Oh, the Eagle Talon? Is that their that's their school newspaper?
It 100% is.
Yeah. That's their school newspaper.
Do we have a school newspaper?
Yeah, yeah.
What's it called?
Terrier Tales, I believe.
Terrier
Isn't it? Terrier Tales?
Yeah, Terrier Tales.
That'd be a very short newsletter.
Well, we put it out. our newspaper is put out quarterly.
Okay.
So they do it four times a year, I believe.
You get the joke there, right? It'd be a very short newsletter.
Because it's a tail. It's a terrier tail.
Yeah, it's a very short. It's a very short terrier tail.
Yes. I get that.
Yeah. So very funny. If we're going to say their logo and their fight song is from Anheuser-Busch, we might as well say that our terrier is a bulldog.
Oh, it is. It is an American bulldog.
Yeah.
It's American bulldog terrier. Yep.
Terriers are pretty serious little dogs.
Yeah, but see, it was a dog from, you know, when the school was established in 1927, you know, it was, so you didn't.
I wonder, did somebody back then actually have a terrier?
Could be. I do not know.
Yeah, I wonder where that. I wonder if that was something that was voted on or how that came about.
Which brings up a very interesting thing, that in 5 years, this Titusville High School will be 100 years old.
Wow.
Because it was in 1927, it was established on this site, which before it was in downtown. And so it's been on this site since 1927.
2027.
Yep, 2027.
That's just a crazy number,
centennial.
Isn't it? Isn't that just a crazy number to think about?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I thought 1980 was crazy, 1990. You know, well, I was only a year old in 1980, but just weird to think about. We're almost 30 years. We're, at that point, we'll be almost 30 years past the year 2000.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That's nuts. Wow.
Well, it's just time. It just keeps going. It just keeps going, and you start noticing it more. When you have, you know, more time built up.
And gray in your beard.
And gray in your beard, absolutely. Yeah,
kind of all comes together, doesn't it?
Yep.
All right, well, I guess that's a podcast.
Sounds like a podcast to me.
All right. Well, it was nice chatting with you guys. And I reckon we will be catching you after a little bit. Have a very nice afternoon. Bye-bye.